Hi, this is Steven Van Dyke, and this is customer care. Or this isn't really customer care, but it's the same show, but I'm not doing what I typically have done. This is a piece of writing inspired by the situation in Syria. I prefer summer blockbusters to Oscar bait, well-crafted three-minute pop songs to more complex emotional fare, quaffing wines and big angry fruit bombs to trophy bottles. I could never do without ozone, phospholipids, Schrodinger's cat, traffic lights, stink bombs, pomegranates. I'm really good at pretending I know how to cook, planning a camping trip, karaoke on five or more sake bombs, fantasy football, sleeping in. I'm pretty obsessed with atom bombs and the like, and also philosophy. However, I don't by any means claim that I am any good at thinking about these things. When I'm not defusing bombs, I'm a single dad raising my beautiful, sweet, loving, amazingly well-behaved 10-year-old daughter. I would rather freeze to death than be hot and sweaty in the desert. I have, like, over 100 bath bombs in my house that I'll never use. Help me, please take them. Turning normal situations awkward, not dying, diffusing angry people like bombs, chaperoning sheep into becoming perfect flying super sheep bombs. The first things people usually notice about me, paleness, reddish hair, piercings, quietness, F-bombs, my mother and family, all three of my vehicles, my iPhone 5, music, food, Jaeger bombs, dropping movie quotes like bombs. What can I say? Well, I'm the guy who always tries to be a gentleman. I'm quirky and really don't have a filter between my brain and mouth, so truth bombs are a regular occurrence. I am mostly apolitical. Both the far left and the far right make me ill. I don't believe in astrology in the slightest. It's totally fine with me if you do, of course. I'm probably on the left side of the political spectrum, but if I had to pick a descriptor, it would be apolitical. I'm independent, unconventional, apolitical. If you are left-wing or apolitical, it would be nice. If you like trees, it would be good, too. Oak's nice. Physical fitness a bonus as well. At home, watching something or just chilling, you should message me if you love any living creature, are kind of lazy, introverted, and apolitical. When I was in college, I read The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged. I was even a libertarian for a few years because of those books. I'm now apolitical in pretty much every way. Adventuresome, well stocked up on karma points, but not cashing in. Community-oriented, apolitical, lifestyle cyclist and racer, enjoyer of those brief silences and conversations, jam fabricator, pie constructor, ice cream formulator, enjoyer of craft beer. I probably like Chick-fil-A more than is healthy. My appreciation of a decent chicken sandwich, waffle fries, and lemonade is apolitical. Well, my personality chart says that I'm an ambitious and creative optimist, a cynical, apolitical hipster with an insatiable appetite for adventure. I am good at reading people, knowing where they are coming from. I can almost always see both sides of an issue, hence I am apolitical. Also, I like to visit New York City and D.C. Not sure why I'm as apolitical as it gets. How unfair this world is. Singing to please myself and anyone who cares to listen. Making up stories to tease people. Some call it lying, but I think that's unfair. I actually did once, but the band rejected me in favor of a mediocre at best singer, and yet they have songs on Rock Band. Unfair, I tell you. I'm really good at being biased towards women and apparently a bit unfair to guys. Now, is that chivalry or gender discrimination? You tell me. Playing devil's advocate, caring for friends in hard spots, being a total bastard when I think something's unfair, motivating myself to do difficult things. How unfair it is that I can't lick my elbow. I spend a lot of time thinking about how unfair life is. How can I grow? How can I be perfect? How can I be on top? I think it's extremely unfair that there isn't a job where I could make use of my rather extreme encyclopedic knowledge of pop culture. It's pretty unfair to ask someone to sum their life up. Life is about change, and I find myself trying different things often as a result. How unfair it is people having power that means a lot of money don't give a fuck about people dying because injustice is done. I spend a lot of time thinking about unfair question for a guy. Therefore, do not be upset and offended if after reading the answers to some of your questions, I find myself at the conclusion that I would rather not know you. I'd just rather not know that what's going to happen next. I have a great appreciation for most music on the account that I have no musical talent myself. I don't know why, but people just tell me things that I would much rather not know. I'm a very private person, and I guess I think all people should be. I spend a lot of time thinking about why people do the things they do. As I get older, I realize the answer is too complicated for me. Or maybe I would just rather not know. I also often wonder if there are any decent guys left. Also, why people back into a parking space. I think it's silly. I spend a lot of time thinking about, well, you'd rather not know, trust me. Or if you're feeling particularly adventurous, you can ask. Just be sure to have some medicinal alcohol on standby. The six things I could never do without in no particular order. iPod, I need some way to listen to all my music. Friends, I don't know where I'd be without them, and quite frankly, I would rather not know. Food, fish gotta swim, I gotta eat. The six things I could never do without, I can do without. Moreover, I'd probably be a lot happier if I did without. It is what I want and that which I cannot have. Except in moments so brief, I'd rather not know them at all, that defines me. I often watch movies that I haven't watched before. I'd just rather not know that what's going to happen next. I spend a lot of time thinking about what exactly a Wonderwall is. I just failed to mention in any relationship, is too much honesty better or worse than too little? Would you rather not know my relationship situation? I'm talking about people that don't know how to park or turn or how the traffic lights work. Yep, those people. Round them up and put them on a bus. Favorite books, movies, shows, music, and food. I have endless favorites, but I'll round them up. Movies, Pixar, Disney, Tim Burton, horror, books, Hunger Games. Netflix is terrible and should be shot. How some pet owners should be shot. Ways to make the company I work for better. Whoever hurts them should be shot on the spot. I'm strong-willed and don't take any crap. I won't give my time to someone who doesn't deserve it. People who had actually hurt animals should be shot and murdered and killed and dead. I'm not sorry, I'm just passionate. Why do these sick people try to fuck little kids? They should be shot. Working, vacation, the weekend. If you order your steak anything over medium rare, you should be shot, and we cannot be friends. I like my steak mooing with the bell still on. If all you listen to is rap, you should be shot in the head. Not saying you can't like some songs or artists, but most of that stuff is crap. Kim K should be shot for dumbing down the world. Documentaries rock. Are you well-traveled? Do you want to travel? Please don't be high maintenance. I like comedies, but I'm of the opinion that Will Ferrell and Adam Sandler should be shot before making another movie. I love Happy Gilmore, but that's about it. Why do people stop in the middle of the street to take a selfie? Why can't all Starbucks be open 24 hours in New York City? Montana, seriously, do we even need it anymore? Let's trade it for Puerto Rico. Do we even need pennies? Do I really need that new ball of yarn, box of art markers? Does bacon make everything taste better? I spend too much time thinking about why so few people here fill out their profile. How am I supposed to respond to you? Do we even need language then? A meeting would be like a very short play. Why do we even have a currency when all we do is pay with a plastic card? Why don't we get rid of currency and just go off numbers transferred from the plastic card? What is the human purpose, and do we even have a purpose? Why do we even have the percentages to determine a match? Sometimes the match is low, but the person is great. What I'm doing with my life. I mean, do we even have free will? I'm not answering this bogus question. Smoking weed in public and eating chicken sandwiches in the middle of the street. Singing and dancing in the middle of the street and generally acting like I'm in a musical. I'm a college math professor. Saying I'm a good beatboxer, I'd prefer to simply beatbox for you in the middle of the street, gaining attention from people around as well. Intellectual stimulation, dancing, great music, stimulating and or funny film, art, especially stuff that's unexpected, like finding art in the middle of the street. Salsa dancing in the middle of the street, also getting run over by cars. You should message me if you'd like to get really, really high and go to a museum. I am fun to talk to and very spontaneous. I won't feel embarrassed to suddenly sing in the middle of the street or dance to the music, even though I am not great at it. Tattoos, broken tooth, or they notice me crouched down in the middle of the street taking a picture of a dead rat. You like to burst out in song or dance in the middle of the street. If you have a non-shit lightsaber and you want to proper fight me, I'd much rather walk down the middle of the street than on the sidewalk every time. I'm sure there's a metaphor in that somewhere. ENFP, if you're into that kind of thing. Walking through construction sites, loitering on private property, wandering into the middle of the street while playing Pokemon Go. I'm a passionate advocate for work-life balance and think relaxation is the next revolution. My downtime is spent cultivating my meditation yoga practice. I love feeling like I'm part of a revolution by just rolling out of bed and heading to work. I also want to take part in the revolution that I may or may not start. Previously, I've done a number of odd jobs. I spend a lot of time thinking about how I can create an eighth day of the week in order to have more time. Who wants to join me in the revolution? Okay, seriously speaking, I contemplate ways I can do more with less effort. What I'm doing with my life, burning gasoline and helping the revolution come quicker. My favorite food is Italian, movies, just about anything, shows, Revolution, Walking Dead, Once Upon a Time, Pretty Little Liars, The Lion Game, Revenge. What I'm doing with my life, instigating revolution on Instagram, writing dialectical equations, philosophizing, being the new Lenin, Stalin, desiring to build more social circles and finding the one is an added bonus. I'm really good at Dance Dance Revolution. Willingness to try new things is high. I pick fights with powerful corporate bad guys who totally deserve it. I use art, culture, and creativity to turn the tables and upend the system. Why not make the revolution fun, right? You should message me if you want to talk about setting up a communist revolution or going to a scary movie, because all of my friends are too cheap to pay for either of those things. Or if you just want to mutually nap together, I am a sleep-deprived human who cares not about her well-being. That's the end.